Representative Richard Ottinger of New York, who called recently for an investigation into the seaworthiness of the USS Boston, is dissatisfied with the response from the Navy and is planning further action. Details from James Walker in Washington.
New York Congressman Richard Ottinger says he's dissatisfied with the Navy's response to its inquiries concerning the seaworthiness of the USS Boston, now docked in Boston. Ottinger says he's asked the Navy to send the missile cruiser on a second shakedown cruise.
The report admitted that there were the problems I had alleged with the ship's boilers, the missile firing system, the fuel system, the rudder and emergency escape hatches. There has been a long history of this trouble with this ship. It's 26 years old, and I think before we send men into battle, we ought to make sure that the ship is in good working shape.
Ottinger says that if the Navy denies his request, he'll ask the House and Senate Armed Services Committees to investigate. The request must go to the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mendel Rivers of South Carolina, one of the Navy's principal admirers and a strong supporter of the military establishment. James Walker, Washington.
Congressman H.R. Gross of Iowa says a grand jury should look into Abe Fortas's activities and has called for a House inquiry into the connections of Justice William Douglas with another foundation. Senator Strom Thurmond says Douglas, too, should resign. Commanding General Glenn Ames of the California National Guard says he is deploying a substantial number of men in staging areas around the campus of the University of California at Berkeley. Governor Ronald Reagan has slapped an overnight curfew on the city and university in the wake of violent demonstrations. A six-day-old U.S. helicopter offensive in South Vietnam continues. So far, over 200 of the enemy have been killed. In the heaviest fighting of the present operation, over 74 of the enemy were killed in a two-hour battle 2 miles east of the Laotian border. One American was killed and 47 were wounded. At least 21 South Vietnamese towns and military bases were shelled overnight. Casualties were light. Also during the night, B-52s made at least 8 bombing raids in South Vietnam. That's the news. Japan weather is next.
It's the duty of every Navy man to stay in the know of what your service is doing, and the best way to keep informed is to read All Hands, the official all-Navy magazine. All Hands is the most comprehensive publication you can find for informing you of what's happening in your Navy. Whether you're seagoing, shore-based, naval air, or CB, All Hands gives you the information you're interested in. Why don't you pick up a copy and read it today? Even back issues will inform you on things you didn't even know before. All Hands, the Navy Man's Magazine.
Asian Weather Central says northern Japan will be partly cloudy this evening with temperatures on Hokkaido in the mid-40s, mid-50s for northern Honshu. The outlook is for partly cloudy skies with rain showers. For central Japan, mostly cloudy with evening isolated rain showers, temperatures in the mid-50s. The outlook for partly cloudy skies. For southern Japan, light intermittent rain, cloudy skies, temperatures near 60, the outlook continued cloudy with rain. That's the latest news from the Commercial and Military News Agencies. Next news at 5, it's now 4:05.